Down the middle, strike one call. Senior arbiter, Shag Crawford behind the plate. Chris Pelliculus umpiring at first, Doug Harvey at second, John Kibler at third. And a breaking ball outside and low, one ball, one strike. Fisher's last time out, he was the winning pitcher against Juan Marichal for his sixth win of the year. Atlanta has been a tough opponent for Jack Fisher. Now the hard slider of swing and a miss, one ball, two strikes. Lifetime against Atlanta, Jack Fisher has won 4 and lost 11. This year he's lost one decision to the Braves. The Mets in the outfield swung around toward left. Breaking ball in the dirt, backhanded nicely by Jerry Grody, and the count even 2-2. Bill Adair is on the coaching lines at first base. Bob Kennedy, the former Chicago Cub manager, is on the lines at third. Pitching 2-2. A high pop fly on the left side of the diamond. Hand signal by Bud Harrelson on the rim of the outfield grass. He has it for the out. Center fielder Mac Jones won the opening game of the series for the Atlanta Braves with an opposite field home run hit in the 11th inning. Jones hitting at 250 with 11 homers, 32 runs batted in. He goes out for a high hard one, strike one. The Mets and the Yankees in the Mayor's Benefit game on Wednesday night up at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. Game time, 8 p.m. Hope you can make it. Fly ball in the air to right center. Ron Swoboda digging for it. Throws Larry Stahl, and Larry Stahl makes the catch. The ball hung in the air, but it was not hit very deep. Both Swoboda and Stahl running at full tilt. And Stahl picked it off running at full speed in shallow right center. The ball hung in the air, but it was not hit very deep. Both Swoboda and Stahl running at full tilt. Stahl picked it off, running at full speed in shallow right center. Now the all-star National League outfielder, Henry Aaron. Henry hitting 325, shares the home run lead with Houston's Jimmy Wynn. Each has 21. Line drive in the left field up there. He cracked the curveball. Tommy Davis up with it, plays the ball back in. Left fielder. A two-out single left by Henry Aaron. Now Crane Drew moves over to hold against him defensively. And the batter is Rico Carty, the left fielder, hitting at 270. Carty has 10 homers and 37 runs batted in. And Fisher throws to first, not in time. Now the sun is breaking through the overcast, and the playing field is bathed in a bright sunshine. Down comes the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. A one-strike count on Rico Carty. The weatherman had talked about as a possibility yesterday or early last night, finally arrived after the old-timers game was all over. The timing was absolutely perfect. The flowers are thankful. Here's the pitch on the way. It's inside, one ball and one strike. And so are the Mets. Joe Torre waiting on deck. Many of the baseball people will be heading for the airport after today's game to fly to Anaheim, California for the All-Star game. Tom Seaver and Ken Boyer will be going for New York. Ken is the player representative, and the player representatives will have a session during the All-Star break. The 1-1 delivery by Fisher, foul back over the screen right under our broadcasting booth. And the scramble is on as the ball ricochets back downstairs. Henry Aaron, Joe Torre, and Denny LeMaster will be flying to Anaheim to represent the Atlanta Braves in the All-Star game. The 1-2 delivery hit off the end of the bat foul. LeMaster has been pitching great ball for Atlanta. After being named to the All-Star team, Denny was hurt and will miss the game due to the injury. His place on the pitching staff has been taken by Chris Short of Philadelphia. Pitching 1-2. Ground ball hit down under the glove of Crane Pool on into right field. Error on around second is cruising toward third, and the Braves have runners on first and third. That's a base hit to right field by Rico Cardi, a ball that most of the time I think Crane Pool adjusts. He never touched the ball. It went under his glove as he went off to his glove side trying to get it. And suddenly, trouble jumps up in front of Jack Fisher here in the opening inning. Runners on first and third, two men down, and Joe Torre is the batter. And a drive into right, a base hit by Joe Torre. Here's Aaron down the line to score the first run of the afternoon. Galloping around to third goes Rico Cardi. And the Braves, on three hits in a row, have taken the lead 1-0. For Joe Torre, his 39th run batted in. Now the hitter is Fleet Boyer. Fleet, the runner-up on the Atlanta Ball Club, and runs batted in. He has 49. Runners at the corners, two men away. Fisher retired the first two batters, but three hits in a row, and the Braves have a run in. Now the pitch underway. Low and outside, it's ball one. Now the phone has been answered down in the Mets bullpen by Harvey Haddix, and Dick Stalma starts to warm up. On a day like this, it doesn't take long to be warmed up. Here's the pitch on the way. Curveball over for a strike, 1-1. The old timers used to say in baseball, on a day like this, Ralph, all you have to do is comb your hair and your arms get loose. For your comb, you can be ready. That's right. Hot and humid. Now Grody's setting up the target. The pitch to Cleet Boyer. Gets the outside corner. He was in the black with that. One ball and two strikes. Bud Harrelson shaded toward the hole on the left side of the infield against Cleet Boyer, who has a good stroke to pull the ball. Bob Johnson plays him to hit the ball toward the middle as he shades over toward second. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball on the right side of the diamond. In front of it is Johnson. He throws the train to over side his house. One run, three hits, no errors, two left on. And the score in the middle of the first, the Braves won, and the New York Mets coming to bat. Last of the first inning, New York behind, 1-0. Bud Harrelson leads off against the veteran right-hander, Jim Johnson. Bud warmly received by the crowd here at Shays. Play at shortstop has been big league in every way. For the month of July, Bud Harrelson is now hitting 424. He now on the year is hitting 291, batting left-handed. Johnson swings out of his windup. The pitch, inside and low, ball one. Quite a job by Bud Harrelson when you realize that he never batted left-handed in his life until spring training a year ago. Now he's hitting 291 in the big leagues left-handed. Pitch by Johnson off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. There's far more right-handers than left-handers in the National League, and as a result, Harrelson is up about twice as much hitting left as he is right. The 2-0 delivery, and a drive hit toward the gap in left center field is sinking in for a base hit. And Harrelson takes the turn. He's on with a single to left center. Center fielder. He's using that bat from the left side of the plate like a magic wand. The first part of the year, he was using a light bat hitting left-handed. He went to a bigger bat, a 36-inch, 35-ounce bat. Just started getting that bat on the ball, and gee, Ralph, he's really guiding that ball around.
Well, the nice thing about it is the fact that he hasn't been striking out. He seldom misses a ball. He's been fouling off the pitches that he swings at that he hasn't hit. The others he's hit into fair territory.
He's only been striking out about once every 10 times at bat.
Drive hit hard to left field by Larry Stahl, racing back as Cardy, and he one-hands the ball back on the edge of the warning track. Bud Harrelson has to scamper to get back. He was running on the play.
Hard hit drive by Larry Stahl, run down in deep left by Rico Cardy. That brings up Tommy Davis. Tommy has really been a wrecking crew against the Atlanta Braves this year. Against Atlanta, and the two teams have now played 12 games this year, Tommy Davis has a 435 batting average. Against the Braves, he's had 20 hits in 46 times at bat and has driven in 12 runs against them in the 12 games. Here's the pitch on the way. And the breaking ball is outside. It looks like a knuckleball. Ball one. Jim Johnson, a veteran right-hander from West Palm Beach, Florida, pitching for Atlanta. He has a wide repertoire of pitches, including a knuckleball. He has won 8 and lost 4. He has a lifetime record against New York of 9 wins and 5 losses. And this year against the Mets, Ken Johnson, tall, side-arming right-hander, has won 1 and lost 1. There goes the runner. A ground ball hit down to first, bobble by Alou, but he picks it up. Makes the play at first, retiring Tommy Davis, as Bud Harrelson moves over to second. Eddie Cranville, the cleanup batter, hitting a 313. Mets trail 1-0. We're in the last half of the first inning. Following the All-Star break, the Atlanta Braves will open a homestand against Philadelphia. And a slow grounder into the dirt, foul by home plate. It came back up and struck the bat a second time. Following the All-Star break, the Mets play Cincinnati and St. Louis, then come right back to Shea for a four-game series against the Houston Astros. A night game on Tuesday night, July the 18th. A doubleheader on Wednesday, July 19th, and that's Senior Citizens Day. And the rescheduled game on Thursday night, July the 20th. A swing and a foul tip as he goes after a knuckleball and a count of strike two. Thursday night, July 20th, will be batting helmet night for boys and girls under 16, 16 or under. Receiving a replica of the Mets batting helmet as they come into the stadium. Bud Harrelson leads off second. He's the tying run. The pitch to Cranville. A drive in the air to right field. Aaron, drifting back to the warning track, takes it for the out. The Mets had two drives hit deep to the outfield that were caught. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left on. At the end of one inning, the score, the Atlanta Braves 1, and the New York Mets nothing. With Jack Fisher on the mound for New York, Dennis Menke is leading off in the top half of the second inning. And the hard sliders outside, one ball of no strike. The Braves, with three hits in a row, picked up a run in the top half of the first inning. Aaron, Cardy, and Torrey had the base hit. And a curve breaks right over for a strike, one ball and one strike. And now Menke wants the ball examined by Shag Crawford. And the ball is all right. It stays in the game. We'll keep you right up to date on all of the other action in the major leagues this afternoon. Foul ball. Look out, Ralph. Right over our head. Ricocheting back down into the field by Terry. St. Louis won a big game last night on a home run in the 12th inning by Julian Javier. They beat the Phillies 6-4. Cardinals now have opened up a 3.5 game lead over second place Chicago. Leo DeRocher's Cubs have now lost 6 straight games. The 1-2 pitch. Inside is 2-2. Baseball has always been a game of streaks. Cubs had a marvelous streak, winning seven in a row, lost one, won another seven. And a smash through the hole. A base hit to left by Dennis Finke. Charles made a head-first dive for it and almost came up with it. But the Cubbies have now lost six games in a row, and they'll rely on Rich Nye, rookie left-hander who has seven wins, to snap the losing streak in the Astrodome today. Don Wilson, the author of the no-hit game for the Astros earlier in the year, will be on the mound. St. Louis and Philadelphia tied 1-1 at the end of two and a half. Larry Joster against Jim Bunning. An old friend of ex-Met, Billy Cowan, homered for Philadelphia, his second home run since being brought up. And a pitch out, nothing was on. Cincinnati nothing, Pittsburgh nothing at the end of three and a half. Gary Nolan, 7-2. 19-year-old rookie right-hander pitching for the Reds against ex-Met Vinny Ribban. Ribban has won four and lost four. Later in the afternoon, the Dodgers and the Giants at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. And Woodward, around the bunt, had to get out of the way of an inside delivery. Two balls and no strike. Later this afternoon, the Yankees and the Orioles will complete a suspended game, the second game of a doubleheader last night. There goes the runner, and it's a blue hit down toward third, taken by Charles. All he has to do is throw to first for the double play. The Braves are playing hit and run. And Menke, I believe, Ralph, thought that ball hit the ground and took a long, high hop because he went a second to stop there.
He didn't know that ball did not bounce.
You can't make an easier double play than that.
One of the prime rules on a double play when you're on first base as a runner is that you take a look at that hitter so you know where the ball's going. And he certainly didn't do it because he didn't know that ball was in the air.
He had to be told after he got to second and was standing there. Two outs and nobody on. Ken Johnson, the batter. Breaking ball by Jack Fisher, low and outside, ball one. When the second game at Baltimore last night was stopped because of the midnight curfew, it was the Yankees nothing and the Orioles nothing at the end of six. Domon Bouquet was pitching against Wally Bunker. That suspended game will be completed and then the regular twilight game at 5:30 this evening. A 1-1 pitch to Johnson, low and outside, two balls and a strike. The Detroit Tigers have been making a lot of noise again of late. Dick McAuliffe has hit his 16th home run. It came in the first inning today. And the Tigers lead Boston 1-0 at the end of two. Gary Bell against Earl Wilson. Washington 1, Cleveland nothing at the end of four. First game of a doubleheader. Bill Ortega pitching against Steve Hargan. Minnesota at Chicago in a doubleheader. It'll be Cott and Horland in the first game. And the curve is popped up on the left side of the infield. Bud Harrelson on the skin part of the diamond makes the catch to side is out. No runs, one hit, no errors, ten left. At the end of an inning and a half, the Atlanta Braves won, the New York Mets nothing. Now here's a word from Rheingold. New York trailing by a run, last of the second, Ron Swoboda leads off against Ken Johnson. Ken Johnson is riding a personal four-game winning streak. He hasn't lost a ball game since the 4th of June. Hitting 259. Ken Johnson out of his windup. Ron Swoboda runs up and tries to bunt, foul the ball off against the foot of umpire Chad Crawford. Ron has really been making some circus grabs in that outfield for New York. He made another one last night. Played about as much right field on this homestand as you can ask anybody to play. Johnson's delivery, a slow curve, a swing and a miss, and the count is strike two. He sidearmed him with that.
Ken Johnson throws so many different pitches at you, it's hard to figure along with him.
There was one right there that Sabota should have hit out of the parking lot. It was a hanging curveball and sidearm, nice and flat.
Another sidearm delivery, and this one is over. Strike three called in the outside corner. One thing about him, Ralph, he's got so many different pitches and different deliveries that it's pretty hard to guess at him. You've got to just be ready.
One thing, though, Bob, he doesn't throw hard, so you can look for the soft stuff. You can actually look for breaking stuff off of him because his fastball is not fast. He couldn't hurt you if he hit you.
Couldn't bump your lip, huh? I had Charles, the batter, against Ken Johnson. Sidearm delivery off the outside corner. One ball and no strike. Bob Johnson, the on-deck batter. Ground ball bounced on the left side, cut off by a third sacker, Cleet Boyer. The peg to Alou, 2 minutes away. Two outs and nobody on. Johnson coming up. There's the Wrangell Chugga Mug. It's a wide mouth glass mug that holds 12 ounces of beer. And it even feels right when you pick it up. You know, we're selling them in handy cartons of six. They're just about the handiest thirst quenchers in town. You'll find Chugga Mug on special display at your local stores in New York and New Jersey. Outside and high to Bob Johnson. One ball, no strike. This will be a busy ball club in Cincinnati as they open their next road trip with a twilight night doubleheader on Thursday night at Crosby Field. There's the fastest pitch he's thrown, and he wasted it inside and high, ball 2-2-0. Yogi Berra coaching at first, and Salty Parker coaching at third. The 2-0 delivery. A check swing foul ball hit down the first baseline. Frank Howard has just hit his 23rd home run of the year. It came in the fifth inning with a man on. Washington leads Cleveland 3-0 at the end of 4.5. Frank Howard, Ralph, is really blossoming out. He's on his way to his biggest year by far.
Well, they finally got him to spread out and quit driving, and that's been his biggest fall all his life, and he would never change. He finally has.
Line drive hit by Bob Johnson. It goes over Menke's head into left center field for a base hit. As big as he is, he doesn't need to stride much.
You remember players like Gus Zernial. They spread out and didn't stride. Vern Stevens. And Gil Hodges had a stance that was a widespread stance that used just a little bit of a stride, and he finally prevailed on Frank Howard to cut down that big stride where he would get way out in front, and evidently that's made the big difference.
If a slugger has a hit in his swing, spreading out is just about the best thing he can do to doctor that, isn't it?
It'll keep your balance, and that's what you're looking for.
Jerry Grody is the batter against Ken Johnson, and he takes inside ball one. Braves won, Mets nothing. We're in the last of the second. Philippe Alou holding against the base runner, Bob Johnson. He had Jerry fooled. He tried to hold up on the swing, but he had gone too far. The count is even, one ball, one strike. Johnson on the mound. The big right-hander's pitch is popped into the air between the mound and third base. Cleet Boyer under it, and Cleet makes the catch to side it up. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And at the end of two innings, the Atlanta Braves won. The New York Mets nothing. Now we go to the third inning. Here is Jay Stadium. The Braves in front, 1-0. And as Philippe Alou comes up to hit against Jack Fisher, coming up to follow all the action for you, Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Bob Murphy, and hi, everyone. Philippe Alou to lead off here in the top of the third. The Braves in front, 1-0. Jack Fisher pitching for the Mets. And the first pitch to Alou, a curveball, a wild swing, and a miss at strike one. Frank Howard leads the Major Leagues in home runs now with his home run today. His highest total, 31 in any one season. Now the six-back slice foul to the right side. Strike two. Frank now with 23 and the season about halfway through. He untied the tie between himself and Harmon Killebrew. In the National League, a tie between Jim Wynn and Hank Aaron for the leadership, 21. Felipe Lou popped up the shortstop his first time up, batting at 280, a right-hand batter. The two-strike pitch by Fisher is popped up again, this time in foul territory. Coming over is Ed Charles to make the play for the first out here in the third. Now the batter coming up is Max Jones, and we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
You're tuned to the bright sound in radio. WGY, a General Electric Broadcasting Company station at 810 on your dial, Schenectady, New York.
Ralph Kiner, along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Shea Stadium. The first pitch to Max Jones, the curveball down low, and Jones goes for it. A swing and strike one. Braves won, but that's nothing. In the background, announcement that changes the stat sheet here. Now a foul ball and a ground ball swing at strike two. On the stat sheet, they have the Mets in ninth place, virtually in a tie with Houston at 390. Actually, what is the case, the Mets are 17.5 games out of first place. Houston is 18, but due to the difference in games played, Houston leads in percentage. They have a percentage of 390. If you carried on down one more point, 3904. The Mets have a percentage of 3896. Now the next pitch is outside. Fastball missing, one ball, two strikes. What they have done on the stat sheet was narrow it down to the nearest three-number figure, and that would put them both at 390. But technically, Houston is in ninth place. 8 thousandths of a percentage point higher than the Mets. Now a swing at a curveball, strike three, and Jack Fisher gets his second strikeout.
Right fielder.
That brings up Hank Aaron. Hank singled on one pitch his first time up and has scored the only run of the ball game. Aaron with 21 home runs, 56 runs batted in. He has scored 67 runs so far this year in 78 ball games, batting 328. He grounds the first pitch down to short. Bud Harrelson comes up throwing and gets him by about three strides to retire the side. 1-2-3 for Jack Fisher, and the score at the end of 2.5 innings. The Atlanta Braves won, the New York Mets nothing.
Whether you're buying your first or 10th car, it's time you became a smart car buyer and joined the ranks of the thousands of satisfied customers who shop Armory Garage Central at Colvin in Albany. Now, here are the three basic rules for the smart car buyer. Select the model you want. Then, one, compare quality. Armory Garage boasts the largest collection of quality-tested late-model used cars in the area. Two, compare service. Armory's expert mechanics are qualified to service all the cars on the Armory lot. And three, compare price. Armory's tremendous volume assures you more for your car buying dollar. Be a wise car buyer. Drive into Armory Garage and talk over your used car needs with the sales manager, Art Neat. Let him introduce you to Armory's easy terms. You can buy, sign, and pay at Armory, home of 101 time payment plans. Your credit is wealth at Armory. Follow the wise car buyer to Armory Garage, Central at Colvin, in Albany.
Bottom half of the third, the Braves in front 1-0, and the Mets coming up. Jack Fisher, the leadoff batter for the Mets, batting against Ken Johnson. Johnson has given up no runs. He has allowed two hits while striking out one. First pitch to Fisher, a breaking ball outside, ball one. Jack has three hits this year and 35 times up. He's batting 086. Johnson, a veteran right-hander with a variety of pitches. His next delivery is a fastball hit off the end of the bat down towards first base. Felipe Lou comes up with it, trots to the bag for the unassisted out. And the first out here in the bottom half of the third. That'll bring up Bud Harrelson, who has a base hit and one time up. Bud now batting 272. Bud's base hit was a looping line drive into left center. Right now, Rico Carty in left field has moved to about 8 steps from the foul line, and that is a little hard to believe that he can play there for him because he's not giving himself a chance on a ball hit into left center field. Now they're moving him a little bit further away from the foul line. He's actually protecting foul territory more than fair. Now, a line drive over short in that hole. It might go for extra bases. The center fielder has to knock it down in left field. He doesn't get it. And Harrelson goes into second. So, Bud Harrelson taking advantage of the defensive position of Rico Cucardi in left field, hitting the ball right directly to left field. And the center fielder had to come over and stop it from going on through. Two base hit for Bud Harrelson, and the Mets now have the tying run at second base with one out, and Larry Stahl coming up. The double by Harrelson, his 8th this year. He has a torrid pace going here in July. Ben Johnson in the set position, and the first pitch to Larry Stahl is a knuckleball over a called strike. Larry on a hit and run play in the first pitch, his first time up, wide out to deep left center field. In the month of July, Harrelson has been red hot. The pitch back to the plate is outside. Again, the knuckleball, it's 1-1. He has had 16 hits and 35 times up. He's batting 457. One ball, one strike. And the next pitch to Stahl is all strike two. Larry thought the pitch was out of the strike zone and took it. Now backing out of the batter's box. 1-2. Now Johnson checking out the signs from Joe Torre. In the set position and the pitch. It is popped into left center field, moving to his left side. With time to get to the ball is Rico Carty. He makes a one-hand catch unnecessarily. And then throws the ball in, and Harrelson, who was halfway down the line, goes back to second. Now with two men out, the batter will be Tommy Davis. Tommy on a hit-and-run play, grounded out to first base his first time up. On the play, Bud Harrelson moved down to second, but he was left there in the first inning. Now he's out at second base for Tommy Davis, with two men out here in the bottom half of the third. And the first pitch to Tommy, a swing and a miss, strike one. Tommy has hit safe in his last 7 ball games without one here in this one. That was a 11 for 27 stretch, 407 batting average. Got 4 for 4 last night, his 1,000th Major League base hit his last time up. He is the leading batter against Atlanta with 20 hits and 47 times up, and he has driven in 12 runs against the Braves. 12 runs batted in 12 ball games played. Now a high knuckleball. Tommy takes it, ball one. One ball and one strike. Mets have won 6 of the 12 games played, the most they have ever won against Atlanta in their history. 6-1 season. They have done that twice before. Now a knuckleball full foul on the line into the stand. Billy Cat now up to 1-2. As Ken Johnson wipes off his brow as he looks out towards center field. Braves leading 1-0. They have 1 run on 4 hits. The Mets have no runs and 3 hits with a runner at second base. Now Johnson back to the plate, and a knuckleball has popped up in the shallow left field. Going back is Vinci. He might not get to it. Coming in to Carty. He cannot get it. It drops into a base hit, and Harrelson scores a tying run. Tommy Davis
David with a loop hit, a little fly ball that dropped in front of Rico Cardi, who was playing the deep left field, and he couldn't get to it. The shortstop Menzie took after it. He couldn't get to it. And Tommy Davis picked up his 42nd run batted in, his 13th against the Atlanta Braves in 13 ball games now. And the batter coming up is Ed Grainpool. Tie ball game, 1-1, and a knuckleball to Grainpool is low, ball one. Eddie flied out to deep right field his first time up. Batting at 312. Now Johnson sets up again, and the pitch to the plate is a fastball outside, ball two. Two balls, no strike. Right now, Rico Cardi in left field is playing a very deep left field against the left-hand batter. Center fielder Mac Jones is fairly shallow in center, shaded over toward right. Now a knuckleball back is outside. It's ball three. Three balls, no strikes with Ron Svoboda on deck. And the sign is going out to the bullpen to warm up. A right-hand pitcher. Three balls, no strikes. Grainpool takes the next pitch outside at ball four. And Johnson walks Grainpool. That moves Tommy Davis down to second base in scoring position. Puts runners at first and second and brings up Ron Svoboda.
Number four.
Jay Ritchie, a right-hander, is now warming up in the bullpen for the Braves. The walk given up by Ken Johnson is first in the ballgame. Svoboda was struck out on a knuckleball. He got caught looking his first time up. Batting 257. And the first pitch to him is a knuckleball that is too low for a ball. Johnson sets up again. Davis at second base, and Grainpool at first. The pitch back is a breaking ball that's over the outside part of the plate. Strike one call. 1-1. Now Johnson again, a look at second. And the pitch. It is fouled back out of play. So Johnson out in front with a count of one ball and two strikes. Svoboda has batted in 17 runs so far this year in 58 ball games. He's had five home runs. 1-2, and Johnson now back again. And a fastball almost hits him as he turns away. Pitch way inside, 2-2. That pitch spotted in there on purpose. Trying to make his other stuff look better. Johnson wasting the fastball inside. Now he sets up. And the 2-2 delivery is a curveball outside. Way outside. And the count now, three balls and two strikes. On deck batter is Ed Charles. And with two men away, the base runners at first and second will be going with the pitch. Fine hitting position for Ron Svoboda. Now Johnson sets. The runners go. The pitch is a curveball hit out toward left center field. Not too far. Going over is the center fielder, Mac Jones. He makes the catch to retire the side. In the inning, the Mets tie it up, getting one run on two hits. No errors, and two men were left on. And the score at the end of three. The Braves won, the Mets won. A new ball game as we go to the top of the fourth. It's 1-1. And the first batter up, Rico Cardi. Rico with a base hit to right field his first time up.
Batting 274 with 10 home runs and 37 runs batted in. Stands with that high bat position. The first pitch, a curveball, and it breaks over as Cardi breaks away from the plate. Strike one. Jack Fisher, pitching for the Mets, has given up one run, allowed four hits. He has struck out one, walked none. And the right-hander back with a sidearm slider, the south side. One ball, one strike. It'll be Rico Cardi, Joe Torre, and Cleet Boyer for Fisher here in the fourth. And the 1-1 delivery is grounded foul out toward Bob Kennedy, the third base coach. Bob, at one time a third baseman, later on an outfielder with several ball clubs, White Sox, Cleveland, and a former managing coach of the Chicago Cubs. Leo DeRosa, when he took the job with the Cubs, said, "I don't care what they call it upstairs on the field, I'm the manager." He has done that job on the field. That rotating coach's plan, put in by Mr. Wrigley, certainly proved to be not good. Now a swing and a ground foul ball. Ball rolling away in the count, 1-2. Cubs have lost six straight ball games, but they're still in second place. They, before losing the games, were tied for first with the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals now lead by 3.5 games, picking up that much ground. Cincinnati's in third, 5 games back. Last time they've had a Chicago series was back in 1906. Now ground ball hit out to third. A nice hop as it comes up to Ed Charles, making the play an easy play. And throw to first base, retires Rico Cardi. One away in the top of the fourth. Fisher checks at second base and comes back to the plate and misses with a slider down in the dirt. It's backhanded by Grody. Good play by Jerry, and the count 1-1. Ball checked out by Shag Crawford and thrown out of play. Action in the bullpen for the Mets. Dick Zelma starting to throw. One ball, one strike. Fisher back again. And a slider popped up on the second base side. Bob Johnson goes out to make the call. Porter runs him off and makes the catch. Troy goes back to second base. Boyer back to first. And with two men out, the batter coming up, the second baseman, Woody Woodward. Woody hit into a very easy double play. He can make any double play easily. On a hit-and-run play, with Menke on at first base, Woodward hit one right off his hands, a soft little pop fly to third. Menke didn't see the ball and went all the way down to second. And after Charles caught it, he could have walked to first base to put the fourth play in there. But he threw on over to Craneville for the double play. First pitch to Woodward, a curve that breaks over, strike one. Big curveball by Jack Fisher. Woodward batting 230. His first time up with a runner at first base and no one out. That was in the second. Billy Hitchcock had him out to bunt with the pitcher coming up next. They then switched to the hit-and-run play, and the result of double play came after that. Now a foul ball off a fastball. Ball going back over the screen, strike two. Two with two men out. Top of the fourth inning. A 1-1 ball game. Runners at first and second. And the next pitch is hit off the hands just like the last one, only in foul territory. Charles goes over and makes a soft check to retire the side. Fisher getting him twice with a fastball in off the hand. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings, the Atlanta Braves won. New York Mets, 1.
Another bright idea from the folks who care. Try cold burgers with cheese. Start with a burger roll and select any of your favorite first prize sliced cold cuts. Pile them on thick. And for a final flourish, add a slice of cheese. just great for a fast lunch for the whole family. Kids love cold burgers with cheese, and when they're made with First Prize cold cuts, you know they're chock full of healthy, meaty proteins. Tobin's First Prize means they're the finest ever made, and there's a First Prize variety to please every taste.
The very best meat.
The very best meat.
Makes the very best meal.
Makes the very best meal.
So look for the meat.
So look for the meat.
With the First Prize seal.
With the First Prize seal.
First Prize product from the folks who care.
Tobin's First Prize. Delicious.
Coming up, all game tied at 1-1, and the first batter for the Mets will be Ed Charles. Ken Johnson, the pitcher for the Braves, has given up one run and allowed four base hits. The Mets tying up the ball game in the bottom half of the third. Ed Charles, a right-hand batter, and the first pitch, a curveball over the outside corner, strike one. Ed grounded out the third his first time up. He's batting 273. Pirates have scored a run in the bottom half of the fifth. They lead Cincinnati 1-0. One strike pitch, a fastball, a swing for strike two. At the end of four and a half innings, the Cardinals won, Philadelphia won. Two games in progress in the National League, along with this one. And a sidearm curve now to Charles, but it's too far outside. 1-2. At the end of three, Detroit 5, Boston 3. First of two. Now at 1-2, a knuckleball hits deep to left field. Rico Tardi back. He can't get to it. It's going and kisses goodbye. With his third home run of the year, and the Mets have broken the tie. They lead 2-1. Ed got his first against the Cubs in Chicago against Ray Kolf. He got his second against San Francisco against Juan Marichal, and now his third in the National League against Ken Johnson. That'll bring up Bob Johnson, who singled his first time up. And he tries to bunt it, but it goes foul, strike one. Johnson down the line after the bunt, coming back to get back in the batter's box. At the end of five and a half innings, Washington 3, Cleveland 2. At the end of two, Minnesota 0, Chicago 0. The game's in progress in the American League. One strike pitch is deep but foul down the left field line. Count goes up to strike two. That ball was far enough, but it was foul. Johnson has two home runs for the Mets. He has driven in 10 runs. He's batting 333. 23 base hits and 69 times up. And the next pitch is swung on and missed, a curveball, strike three. And Ken Johnson gets his second strikeout. That home run given up by Ken Johnson, the 12th, he has given up this year. Now the batter is Jerry Grody. Jerry popped to third his first time up. He's batting 206. Mets leading 2-1 on the home run by Ed Charles here in the bottom half of the fourth. And the first pitch over the outside corner, a called strike. Action in the bullpen for the Braves.
Ramon Hernandez, a left-hander, along with Jay Ritchie, a right-hander, warming up for the Braves. One strike pitch, a knuckleball swung on and fouled. Ball getting away from Joe Torre, going back away. Strike two count. And at two strikes, Johnson goes sidearm with a fastball that swung on and fouled off. Jerry Grody being pitched in tight and fouling the ball off to the right side. Now remains at strike two. And now Ken into the windup and sidearm again. This time a curveball that's pulled foul. Grody way out in front, pulling the ball foul over toward the stands. The ball hitting and going out on the field. Mets leading 2-1. Two runs, five hits. The Atlanta Braves, one run and six. And now Johnson ready to go. And the pitch to Grody is a sidearm. Curveball that swung on and missed, strike three. Two strikeouts in a row, and with the Mets in front, 2-1, Jack Fisher comes up, and we'll pause now for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
Hi, neighbor. At 5:45 a.m., the rooster crows, and the Chanticleer appears to help you wake up. At 12:15, Hank Coons joins me on Farm Paper here on WGY Schenectady.
Ralph Kiner, along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Shea Stadium. First pitch to Fisher is hit out to shallow right field. Hank Aaron skated over near the line, has no trouble to get near it, and he makes the catch to retire the side. But in the inning, the Mets break the tie, scoring one run on the home run by Ed Charles, the only hit in the inning. No errors and no one left on base. And the score, at the end of four, the Mets 2, the Braves 1.
Omri Garage is one of those companies that never stops trying to improve their business. They're proving that fact every day at the corner of Central and Colvin in Albany. Instead of sitting back smugly, knowing Omri Garage is the biggest volume dealer of used cars in the area, sales manager Art Neat tries to improve sales and service daily. For example, at Omri, you'll find easier credit. If you have the ability to pay, they'll say okay and set up a time payment plan custom tailored to your budget. Because of the tremendous volume of new cars sold weekly at Omri Garage, the selection of used cars is unrivaled. You'll find wagons, convertibles, two- and four-door sedans, from economy models to prestige automobiles, priced to move. And to keep that car on the move in top condition, Armory mechanics are trained to service all makes and models sold on the Armory lot. For the very best car buy, try Armory Garage first. They're located at Central at Colvin in Albany, open daily, including all day Saturday.
Johnson leading off against Jack Fisher in the fifth inning. He hits the first pitch back up the middle for a base hit. Ken Johnson lashing out as Fisher's first delivery, and he's on with a clean single to center field. Braves now have seven hits, and the leadoff batter, Felipe Alou, is coming up. Alou has popped to short and fouled out to third. Fisher checks the runner at first, delivers, and it's under the knees, one ball and no strike. Center fielder, Mac Jones, the on-deck batter. Then Henry Aaron. And a curve ball for a strike, 1-1. Mets would love to win this one today and close out the homestand with a record of 8 wins and 6 losses. All 5 teams appearing on the homestand, top contenders in the National League.
Foul ball hit down the third baseline. No play. One ball, two strikes. Mets opened this homestand with a two-game series against Pittsburgh. Then two with Philadelphia. And four with St. Louis. Three with the Giants and three with the Braves. Foul ball, squibbling back over toward the visiting dugout. No play. New York, two runs, five hits, no errors. Atlanta, 1-7-0. The ball game in the top half of the fifth inning. Ken Johnson on first, nobody out. The pitch to Alou. A drive, well hit, to deep left field. Tommy Davis chasing back. It may go. It is gone. A two-run homer. The Braves take the lead on the ninth home run of the year by Philippe Alou. A line drive. He pulled to left field that cleared the bullpen area and landed just under the auxiliary scoreboard. Quickly, take the lead on a two-run homer by Alou. They're now in front 3-2. Dick Selma on call in the bullpen. A grounder hit foul down the first baseline by Mac Jones. Ninth home run of the year for our leadoff batter, Philippe Alou. Mac Jones has flied to center and been struck out, nothing for two. He takes a fastball high, one ball, one strike. Braves led in the first inning, 1-0. The Mets tied the game in the third. And a fastball high, 2-1. Then New York went in front in the fourth inning on the home run by Ed Charles. But a single by Ken Johnson and a home run by Philippe Alou has put the Atlanta Braves back into the lead. Pitching 2-1. He goes after a breaking ball and misses. Strike two, 2-2. Now Fisher's 2-2 delivery. Grounded foul at right straight back. Count remains the same, 2-2. Henry Aaron on deck and then Rico Cardi. Ground ball hit down the first baseline. It's fair, grabbed by Crane Dooley, races to the bag and makes the play unassisted. One out, nobody on. The number three hitter, Henry Aaron, coming out. Aaron single to left in the first, was thrown out by Bud Harrelson in the third inning. So Aaron has one for two, batting at 329. Now the pitcher on the way. Long drive, deep to left field. Back goes Davis. He jumps, and he makes the catch. Beautiful jumping catch right against the fence in deep left field. Rico Cardi, the batter, and the pitcher's high, ball one. Tommy timed his leap absolutely perfectly. The very height of his leap, he made a one-hand grab high over his head. And it's in for a strike, one ball and one strike. Hard to say for sure whether or not the ball would have gone over for a home run had it not been caught or not, but it was very, very close. Hard hit drive by Henry Aaron. The 1-1 pitch down to Cardi. A grounder hits foul, and the Braves have been hitting Fisher hard in this inning. Two outs and nobody on. The Braves lead 3-2. We're in the top half of the fifth inning.
19-year-old Jerry Nolan and Dennis Riband are hooked up in an interesting pitching duel at Pittsburgh. The Pirates lead Cincinnati 1-0 at the end of six innings. St. Louis won, Philadelphia won at the end of five. Larry Jaster against Jim Bunning, a home run by Billy Cowan. The 1-2 pitch now to Cardia. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. The side retired. Two runs, two hits. No errors, none left on. So we've come halfway. At the end of four and a half, the Atlanta Braves 3, the New York Mets 2.
Mets fans, imagine if you can the glorious Mets in person at Shea Stadium. Try to visualize the excitement of big league baseball. The triumphant Mets face to face with the Los Angeles Dodgers. All yours, absolutely free. See Tommy Davis, Yogi Berra, Wes Westrum, and the whole team. Win a pair of tickets to the Mets game coming up Sunday, July 23rd. Just send a card to Glorious Mets, WGY Schenectady. You may win two free tickets to the Dodgers-Mets game on July 23rd. Our most recent ticket winners are Kurt Brown of Del Mar and John P. D'Annunzio of Water Belief. What else? Make it easy on yourself when you tune in all the evening and weekend Mets games here on WGY. And get a handy-dandy WGY program schedule that gives all the times, dates, and places of Mets baseball on WGY. For a WGY Mets schedule, write Mets schedule, WGY Schenectady. You'll be glad you did.
Last of the fifth inning, New York trailing by a run. Bud Harrelson was 2-for-2. Will be looking for his third hit of the game as he leads off against Ken Johnson. And Bud, with his 2-for-2, has now raised his batting average to .275. And for the month of July, Bud Harrelson is now batting .455. Bud has been up twice, single to left center, and double to left center. The last time he came up, Cardi was playing him over about 8 strides from the left field line. This time, Billy Hitchcock has moved him back more toward a normal left field position. A drag bunt. Racing after the Zalou, a base hit. Bud Harrelson is 3-for-3 with a beautiful drag bunt. Everybody went for it. They had no chance at all to get Harrelson. That brings up Larry Stahl. That is base hit number 6 for the New York Mets. Mets have the speedy Harrelson on first. He's the tying run. Skies are much darker overcast now. For a while, the sun had broken through. The overcast has returned, and it's pretty dark. Johnson off the stretch. The pitch to Stahl, and he pops the ball up near third base. Pete Boyer in fair territory, near third, makes the catch. One out and one on. Tommy Davis coming up. Tommy's Texas Luger, the short left field, drove home Bud Harrelson in the third inning, and for Tommy Davis, it was his 42nd run batted in. Philippe Alou holding against Harrelson at first. The outfield swung around to left. And a high pop foul that might be playable. Corey coming back near the backstop, has a play, and grabs it for the out. Two outs and one on, Eddie Crane goes coming up. Eddie has lined the ball hard to Aaron in right field and reached on a walk as they pitched around him his last time at bat. Braves 3 runs, 8 hits. The Mets 2 runs, 6 hits were in the last of the fifth inning. A throw to first. It's not in time. Thank you. Cleveland, Ken Johnson has won eight and lost four. A knuckleball a little bit high, one ball and no strike. Johnson has been in an excellent pitching group. He hasn't lost a ball game since the 4th of June, and he has won his last four decisions. The outfield deep and around the right. The runner goes. Here's the peg by Torrey. The slide. Hey, he stole second. Bud Harrelson, with his fifth stolen base of the year, sets himself in the scoring position. Now the tying run is on second. Two balls and no strikes, Eddie Cranebull. And a drive hit toward the gap in left center field. Tardy racing towards Jan Jarrett. Has to play it on the hop. In the score is Bud Harrelson. The game is tied. Cranebull tying up the game with a line drive single to left center field. His 25th run batted in. Well, we've really got an interesting ball game going. Billy Hitchcock is coming out of the dugout. Jay Ritchie and Ramon Hernandez are both warmed up and ready in the Atlanta bullpen if Hitchcock elects to make a pitching change at this time. Mets trail 1-0 at the end of the first. They tied the game in the third inning when Tommy Davis brought home Bud Harrelson. The Mets took the lead in the fourth inning on a home run by Ed Charles. But in the top of the fifth inning, a two-run homer by Felipe Alou put Atlanta back in the lead 3-2. Now the Mets on a bunt single by Bud Harrelson, a stolen base, and a timely hit by Eddie Cranebull have tied the game. Johnson will stay in. Svoboda is the hitter. Ron has struck out and flied to center. Bud Harrelson with his 3-for-3 hitting left-handed against Ken Johnson here this afternoon is now hitting 303 on the year batting left-handed. And a foul pop-up behind the plate. Torrey is under it waiting. Near the fungo circle, he takes it for the out and the side is up. One run, two hits. No errors, one left. Five innings complete. The Atlanta Braves, three runs, eight hits, no errors. The New York Mets, three runs, seven hits, and no errors. Now Johnny McCarthy's ground crew comes out to manicure the diamond for the second half of the ball game. Bus service is available from Upper Manhattan, New Jersey, and Rockland County. As you think about the next homestand of the Mets, that starts against the Houston Astros on Tuesday night, July the 18th. For those of you living in that area, Upper Manhattan, New Jersey, and Rockland County, express bus service is available from the George Washington Bridge bus station. That's 178th Street and Broadway in Upper Manhattan, and it comes directly to Shea Stadium. The buses leave the bus station 2 hours before and 1 hour before all Met-home games. Buses depart from Gate E, the subway gate, up to 20 minutes after the game for the Bridge bus station. And a child 12 or under, accompanied by an adult, can ride free. They go to the seventh inning at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh with the Pirates leading Cincinnati 1-0. Gary Nolan pitching against Dennis Ryback. St. Louis won, Philadelphia won. They're now in the sixth. Jaster against Bunning. Cubs did not score in the first in Houston. Rich Nye pitching against Don Wilson. The Dodgers and Giants later this afternoon. The Tigers lead the Red Sox 9-3 at the end of four, and they have Earl Wilson on the mound looking for his 10th win. Bell started. Santiago in the third and Wozlewski in the fourth. And he's hit by a pitch. Joe Torrey, leading off the sixth inning, catches one on the side. And Torrey has been up three times, has two hits, and now has been hit by a pitch. And it brings up Cleet Boyer. First
game of a doubleheader. Washington 3, Cleveland 3, after 6.5 innings. The White Sox lead the Twins 1-0 at the end of 3 in the first game of a doubleheader. Jim Cott against Joel Horland. Cott, a 25-game winner last year, lost 7 of his first 8 decisions this year. Now has won 6 of his last 7. And if he can win today, he'll be back to .500 with a record of 8-8. Pete Boyer, the batter. And a curve bends in at the knee, strike one. Manager Wes Westrum has Hal Renup warming up in the bullpen. Selma had the long man assignment. And now as we get to the sixth inning, Hal Renup is up. Sidearm curve hits foul down the third baseline. Strike two to Cleet Boyer. Cleet has 1-for-2. He singled his last time up. Sidearm pitch. Fastball just a little bit low. 1-2. St. Louis picked up 2 runs from the top of the 6th inning at Philadelphia. The Cardinals lead the Phillies 3-1 after 5.5. They lead the second-place Cubs in the National League by 3.5 games. And a fly ball hit deep to right center. Swoboda going at full speed. Way back. Running one-handed catch. He slips and falls. Gets up. Fires the ball back in. Another beautiful play in the outfield by Ron Swoboda. He has played a tremendous right field all through this homestand. Ron has become certainly a top-notch outfielder. Ball was hit all the way to the warning track. It was hit about 390 feet in right center. Dennis Menke has singled to left and flied to short right. Fisher's delivery is over at the knee. Strike one. Jack has been having trouble fooling anybody the last 3 innings. The Braves had 2 hits in the 4th inning, 2 in the 5th inning. Check swing and a ground ball hit right down to Cranesville. He steps on first, throws the second tag play, double play. Harrelson putting a tag on Joe Torre. Cranesville steps on first, getting Menke on the check swing grounder. That took off the 4th play, so Harrelson had a tag play on Torre, and he makes it for the double play. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And at the end of 5.5 innings, the score, the New York Mets 3 and the Atlanta Braves 3.
Have you heard what's going on at Gulf Service Station? It's Big Tire Day at Gulf. Gulf dealers are now featuring outstanding values on all Gulf tires. Including Gulf's new high-performance tire, the Grand Sport. The Gulf Grand Sport has been tested at 130 miles an hour. It's the tire for today's high-performance car. And remember, when you buy Gulf tires with a Gulf travel card, there's no down payment, no carrying charges, and months to pay. Big Tire Days are going on at Gulf. Get in on them.
Nelson, do you have the top up or down on your car?
Robert, I put it up because I listened to that man who said possible.
It is beginning to appear quite possible. That's what it's beginning to appear. I was a little worried because if you left it down, you might be driving yourself a mobile swimming pool.
The special policeman called it a roller skate.
Ground ball hit down the third base line. Strike one to Ed Charles. It may not rain a lick, but it certainly looks like it has a chance. Charles homered his last time up, his third of the year, and the home run put New York in front 2-1. Braves went in front on a loose two-run homer, and then the Mets tied the game in the home fifth inning. Ken Johnson's pitch hit on the ground to shortstop, fielded by Dennis Menke. The overhand peg to Philippe Alou is in time for the out. Bob Johnson coming up. We have had some marvelous baseball on this 14-game homestand. The Mets have won 7 and lost 6, and we have another good game going today. Breaking ball off the outside corner. 1 ball and no strikes. After winning the first 2 games of the Giants series, the Mets lost the last game of that series 2-1. Lost the opener of this Atlanta series 3-2 in 11 innings. Bounced back to win behind the strong pitching of Tom Seaver last night. Foul ball, back over the screen, no play. 1 ball, 1 strike to Bob Johnson. Johnson has singled the left center and been struck out 1-2. Wednesday night will be an important night to the Mets as far as their future pitching plans are concerned. Don Cardwell will be pitching for the first time since going on the disabled list. And a pop foul outside third. Boyer scooting over on the warning track, and he makes the grab. Don Cardwell has been sidelined since the 3rd of June. He had an elbow ailment. The elbow was strained. He was placed on the disabled list. And then after he started to try and get himself going again, when the elbow started to clear up, he developed tendonitis in his shoulder. Jerry Grody has popped to third and struck out. Ground ball hit down to third. Boyer grabs the hop. Throws from deep behind third and the side is up. Very strong 1-2-3 inning by Ken Johnson. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. At the end of 6, the Atlanta Braves 3 and the New York Mets 3. And Lindsey Nelson will be with you in just a moment to detail the play. Right now, here's a word from Rheingold.
There's a guy in New York who has a ball. It's made of iron and it weighs 2 tons. He bounces it against buildings, and the walls come tumbling down.
Well, I'm what they call a ball man. There are just actually 50 of us around and 5 really good ones. Excellent. Well, you see those 3 walls there? I can knock all 3 of them off in 1 swing. And still put the ball down on a post instead. You know, about 3 weeks ago, I got a call. The guy needed me on a Monday, and I had a job. So, it's kind of flattering. The guy held up the construction for a week until I was available.
If you're going to throw your weight around in New York, you really got to know what you're doing. Same thing's true of beer. There are 302 beers trying to make it in New York today from all over. But only one beer has made it to the top. The rich, dry lager, Rheingold. Rheingold. In this town, either you have it or you don't.
Second baseman, Woody. Woodward.
Now the Atlanta Braves come up in the 7th inning, and it's the number 8 man in the batting order, Woody Woodward. He is a right-hand batter facing right-hand pitcher, Jack Fisher. Bob Shaw is throwing down in the Met bullpen. Left-hander Dick Kelly is throwing in the Atlanta bullpen. Now here's a curveball. In for a call, strike one. Through 6 innings. The Atlanta Braves, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The New York Mets, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Strike one pitch to Woody Woodward. Low and away, it's 1-1. Today's baseball quiz. Since 1900, 3 pitchers have been 20-game winners playing in both leagues the same season. Can you identify 2 of the 3? 1-1 pitch, swung on and hit high into the air, back of third, drifting towards the stands, and might be playable. Harrison is right there, and Charles makes the catch. Just in front of the cylinder on which the tarp is rolled up against the barrier in front of the field boxes. And now, Tito Francona is coming out to bat for Ken Johnson. Francona is a left-hand batter picked up earlier this year by the Atlanta Braves. From the Philadelphia Phillies, he is hitting .267 with three homers and eight runs batted in. Francona batting for Johnson.
Batting for Johnson.
So Ken Johnson is out of the ballgame after having pitched six innings, in which he gave up three runs on seven hits, struck out three, and walked one. The man throwing in the bullpen is Dick Kelly. Francona settling himself into the batter's box. One man out, nobody on base. Jack Fisher, with his no-wind-up delivery, starts to work, and Francona backs out. So Fisher breaks off the delivery. Now, pitch that is low for a ball. Double barrel action now in the Met bullpen. Right-hander Hal Runner. Left-hander Don Shaw. 1-0 pitch to Francona. It deep to center field. It's way back there. And Stahl goes to the warning track and hauls it down. Ball is hit over 400 feet to straightaway center field. Two men out, nobody on base, and Philippe Alou is coming up. He had a two-run homer in the fifth inning that put the Braves temporarily ahead, bringing them from behind. Since then, the Mets have scored the run that tied it at 3-3. Alou is 1-for-3 for the afternoon. Hitting .282 for the season. Here's a pitch foul back and out of play. Count of strike one. The answer to the baseball squares, the 3-2 league 20-game winners in the same season were Joe McGinnity. Here's a swing and a base hit into center field for Philippe Alou. Larry Stahl up, returns it to the infield. Joe McGinnity, 21-18 in 19-2. Pat Flaherty, 21-11 in 19-4. And Hank Baroy, 21-7 in 1945, when he split the year between the Yankees and the National League pennant-winning Chicago Cubs. Now the Braves have a runner at first on Philippe Alou's single to center. Two men out, and Mike Jones is coming up. He's nothing but three, left-hand batter. Rainbow comes over to hold against the runner. Fisher sets and steps off the rubber. Breaking pitches outside for a ball. Fisher has struck out two and walked none this afternoon. The hit by Philippe Alou was the ninth off Fisher. Alou takes his lead. 1-0 pitch, curveball high, and it's 2-0. Hank Aaron is waiting on deck. Fisher sets up and throws to first. Not in time. Alou is back safely. Mac Jones up there with a closed hand at the plate. Fisher again throws to first, and Alou is back safely. Trying to keep a short haul of figuring that Alou might very well be going on a 2-0 pitch. They might very well play hit and run. With a score tied 3-3. Now the 2-0 pitch swung on and fouled off. He wasn't going. It's 2-1. Mets have the defense shaded around toward right on left-hand batter Mac Jones, who has good power to all fields. He led off the 11th inning with a home run over the fence into the Braves bullpen in left field right before last. Swinging a foul ball back and out of play, and the count is even now at 2-2 to Mac Jones. Pete Elson with Ralph Garner and Bob Murphy at Shea Stadium in New York, and Dick Kelly is coming to do the pitching now for the Atlanta Braves. He worked for two-thirds of an inning last night and was touched for one run on two hits He has a record of 1 win and 7 losses. Left-hander, and he'll be working to right-hand batter Jack Fisher up to lead off for the Mets. This is a managerial decision to make right here, allowing Fisher to bat in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Leading off with a score tied 3-3. Fisher is nothing for two. 3 for 37 this season. Playing a ground ball to second. Taken there by Woodward and played over to Alou, and there's one away. Now Bud Harrelson coming up. He is 3 for 3 in this ball game. A single, a double, and then bunted his way on. Listen to the hand for Harrelson. His batting average for the season is .278. He turns around now to bat right-handed against the left-hander Dick Kelly. He's a switch hitter, so he's been batting left. His left-handed batting average for the season is .303. Pitcher's in for a call strike. His natural side is batting right-handed. Kelly's charging him off with a fastball. Swinging a ground ball, and it's going deep to short and on through for a base hit. Harrelson has 4 hits as he holds it first. That one was just by Boyer and just by Minty through the hole in the left. But Harrelson has gone 4 for 4. And so he joins Ed Charles, Jerry Grody, and Tommy Davis as Mets, who have had 4 hits in a game. Last night, Davis did it for the second time this season. And he represents go-ahead run on at first with 1 man out. Larry Saul scheduled up, but he's a left-hand batter. Harrelson's batting average for the season goes up now to .281. We're going to get Tommy Reynolds batting for Larry Saul. In the month of July, Bud Harrelson has batted .486. Manager Wes Westrum here playing righty-lefty as he takes down his left-hand batter, Larry Saul, and sends up his right-hand batter, Tommy Reynolds. Claude Raymond, a right-hander, is up and throwing in the bullpen now for the Atlanta Braves. Hitting .187, 2 homers and 4 runs batted in. The score is tied here. The Mets 3 and the Braves 3, with the Mets batting in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Billy Pelu comes over to hold against Bud Harrelson. Kelly in from the waist, taking the sign. Now the pitch to Reynolds. Swung on and fouled off to the right side, out of play. The Mets came from behind to tie the score in the bottom of the fifth when Bud Harrelson effected a drag bunt for a base hit, stole second, and scored on Ed Cranepool's looping single to left. Tommy Davis is taking his cuts in the on-deck circle. Harrelson leads it first as Kelly looks for the sign. Off the stretch now. Pitch to Reynolds. Swung on, and it is knocked down at second by Woodward to throw to first. And just to get Reynolds. Harrelson moving on to second. Woody Woodward barely got to that ball. Slammed between first and second. He got a glove on it to knock it down. He was on the rim of the outfield grass when he scampered after it. Picked it up and threw on to Felipe Lewis first to get Reynolds. But Harrelson has moved into scoring position at second base. 2 men out, and Tommy Davis is coming up. Now Davis is going to be intentionally walked. The first base open. The pitch is outside for a ball. And Rainbow is scheduled up next. Rainbow is a left-hand batter. So it is an intentional walk being issued here to Tommy Davis. As the Mets are making a bid with 2 men out in the bottom of the seventh. Raymond Hernandez is up and throwing in the bullpen now for the Braves. He's a left-hander along with right-hander Claude Raymond. all four, and Tommy Davis goes down to first. Harrelson holds at second, and Crane's rule is coming up. Got to hang in there against the left-hander now to see what he can do about getting Harrelson in. He singled. The left fielder driving him in the bottom of the fifth. Overall today, Cranesville is 1-for-2 on a walk. Hitting .315 for this season. Runners lead at first and second. Left-hander Dick Kelly with a pitch. And it is hit in the air to left. Rico Cardi comes over and makes the catch with one hand. So the side is out. No runs are hit in the walk, no errors, and two left at the end of seven. The score is... That's three in the Braves, three. Now let's check out scores of other games. At Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, at the end of eight innings of play, the Pirates lead the Cincinnati Reds 1-0. Gary Nolan started for Cincinnati. Jim Maloney has been used in relief coming in the eighth inning, and Dennis Ryband has been in all the way for the Pirates and has a shutout to this point. At Connie Rack Stadium in Philadelphia, at the end of seven innings, the league-leading Cardinals won and the Phillies won. Larry Jaster for the Cards, Jim Bunning for Philadelphia. Grant Jackson relieves in the eighth inning. Billy Cowan, a former Met, homered in the first inning with nobody on for the Phils. At the Astrodome in Houston, Texas, at the end of two and a half innings, the Chicago Cubs nothing, the Houston Astros nothing. The Cubs have lost six in a row. Rich Nye against Don Wilson. The Dodgers are at San Francisco in a later start. The American League, the Yanks and Baltimore have to complete a game that was suspended last night at the end of six innings. There was no score. Billy Mambuchetti against Wally Bucker. Then the Yanks and Orioles play a regularly scheduled game that'll start at 5:30. First game of a doubleheader in Detroit at the end of six. The Detroit Tigers 9, the Boston Red Sox 3. Gary Bell for Boston. Jose Santiago in the third. Wasluski in the fourth. Earl Wilson for Detroit. Dick McAuliffe hit his 16th homer of the season in the first with nobody on for Detroit. And Wilson homered in the fourth with nobody on. First game of a doubleheader in Cleveland at the end of seven and a half innings. Cleveland Indians 5 and the Washington Senators 3. Ortega... Frank Howard hit his 23rd homer of the season in the fifth with one on. He leads the major leagues in homers. Duke Sims homered in the fifth and Max Alves in the sixth, his tenth. First game of a doubleheader in Chicago. At the end of four, Minnesota won Chicago, one. Jim Gott against Joel Horland. Kansas City gets California on a later start. Hank Aaron up now for the Braves, and the pitch is low for a ball. The lights have been turned on here at Shea Stadium. Tommy Reynolds stays in the ballgame in center field for the New York Mets. Jack Fisher has been in all the way. Sidearms and off-speed pitch outside. Here is the paid attendance. 17,730 this Sunday afternoon on the game that completes the homestand. Total in the house, 18,402. Now, Aaron hits one deep to left. It's going, and it's a home run. Henry Aaron, with his 22nd homer, takes over undisputed possession of the National League lead in that department. And only one behind Frank Howard, who leads the majors with 23. 22nd home run for Aaron puts the Braves out front, 4-3. And it brings out manager Wes Westrum to the mound. Rico Cardi is coming up. He has right-hander Hal Remus down there, and he's got Don Shaw down there, and the sign goes for the right-hander. So Remus goes over to get the ride in the cart. Fisher will be leaving here after having pitched seven innings and pitched to one man in the eighth. He has given up four runs on 10 hits, struck out three, and walked none. Is making his fifth appearance since coming over from the Yankees. First two times out, July 1st and 2nd, he registered wins in relief over the St. Louis Cardinals and then registered a save for Fisher against the Giants. He worked against the Atlanta Braves night before last for 1 1/3, in which he was charged with no runs and gave up only one hit. It was a ball bounced over the head of Ken Boyer at third by Joe Torre to drive in Hank Aaron with what was the tying run in the ninth. Then the Braves went on to win it in the 11th. Renniff did not figure in the loss. Fisher now heads for the dugout. The Braves have taken a 4-3 lead here in the top half of the eighth inning. We'd like to remind you that we'll be observing Senior Citizens Day here on Wednesday, July 19th. All fans 60 years of age or over will be admitted for the service charge of 50 cents. That's Senior Citizens Day on Wednesday, July 19th. This is the final game of this homestand. It is the final game before the All-Star break, of course. The All-Star game will be played in Anaheim, California on Tuesday. The Met representative will be Tom Seaver. Representing the Braves will be Hank Aaron and Joe Torre. Ken Villamaster wants to have been on the squad, but he came up with a full muscle in the rib cage, and he has been replaced by Chris Short. Of the Phils, Villamaster nonetheless will leave here and go directly to Anaheim since he lives in California. Rico Carty's up. Nobody on, nobody out. Braves batting in the top of the eighth. Al Renniff with the first pitch to the right-hand batter, and it's low for a ball. Joe Torre is waiting around on deck now. Playing a foul ball. Backing out of play. It's 1-1. Off the screen, behind the plate. Renniff's 1-1 offering. Let up high. 2-1 to Rico Carty. Now the 2-1 delivery. Right in there for a called strike two. It's 2-2. And the pitch. Breaks high and away. Out full at 3-2. Takes the sign from Grody. This is a payoff pitch to Carty. Hit on the ground towards Short. Charged by Harrison. Gets a big hop. Guns across the crane bowl. There's one away. Joe Torre is coming up. Hey, the Rheingold Chug-A-Mug holds 12 ounces of Rheingold Extra Dry. And it has a pull tab so that you don't need an opener. It's about the handiest way there is of quenching your thirst. You'll find Chug-A-Mug on special display to local stores in New York and New Jersey. Pitches in for a call strike. Torre's been on base 3 consecutive times today. Single to drive and a run in the first inning. Single to right in the fourth inning. Was hit by a pitch ball in the sixth inning. Torre will be the starting catcher for the National League All-Star team. Voted to that position by the players of the National League. Pitch is in for a call strike. This I count to Torre. Fastball low. Chad Crawford, the plate umpire, figured that was going to be in the dirt, and he wasn't too confident that Grody was going to handle it, and he was backpedaling out of the way. 1-2. it's low and away, and it's even now at 2-2. Now, in the All-Star balloting, the players vote, but they are not allowed to vote for players of their team. Will be a 2-2 delivery. Let up, and it is lined to short off the glove of Harrelson. He slips down and trying to grab it, and Torrey's on it first. It's a base hit. It was a line shot. Harrelson made a backhand stab, had the ball in the glove, but just off the glove and right onto the turf, and it's a base hit. We're getting a base runner now coming in to run for Joe Torrey. Bob Uecker is running for Torrey. Torrey still trouble with the sprained ankle that had him on crutches for 10 days. So he is now out of action until the All-Star game on Tuesday.
Running for Torrey at first base, number 12, Bob Uecker, number 12. The Atlanta batter, first baseman,
Reed Boy is 1-for-3. Right-hand batter up here now with a runner at first and one man out. The Braves lead by a score of 4-3. Renneff checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Low. Renneff and Boyer, of course, were teammates when both were with the Yankees. Off the stretch, the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball high, 2-0. Jack LeMabe is up and throwing in the bullpen now for the Mets, along with left-hander Don Shaw. Hit on the ground to short. Taken by Harrelson. Over to Johnson. That's one. The throw to first. That's two. A double play. Harrelson to Johnson to Cranefield. And the side is out. The Braves got a run on two hits. No errors and none left. The score in the middle of the eighth inning is the Braves 4 and the Mets 3. And now...
Mets fans, imagine if you can the glorious Mets in person at Shea Stadium. Try to visualize the excitement of Big League Baseball. The triumphant Mets, face-to-face with the Los Angeles Dodgers. All yours, absolutely free. See Tommy Davis, Yogi Berra, Wes Westrum, and the whole team. Win a pair of tickets to the Mets game coming up Sunday, July 23rd. Just send a card to Glorious Mets, WGY Schenectady. You may win two free tickets to the Dodgers-Mets game on July 23rd. Our most recent ticket winners are Kurt Brown of Del Mar and John P. D'Annunzio of Waterville. What else? Make it easy on yourself when you tune in all the evening and weekend Mets games here on WGY. And get a handy-dandy WGY program schedule that gives all the times, dates, and places of Mets baseball on WGY. For a WGY Mets schedule, write Mets Schedule, WGY Schenectady. You'll be glad you did.
Warm-ups have begun for the completion of that suspended game in Baltimore between the Orioles and the Yankees. It were no score at the end of six. Chris Peterson is warming up for the New York Yankees, and Stu Miller warming up for the Baltimore Orioles. Right here with the Braves leading by a run, Ron Swoboda comes up to lead off for the Mets. Bob Uecker stays in the ballgame as the catcher for the Atlanta Braves. He'll bat in Joe Torre's spot in the batting order. He ran for Torre. Left-hander Dick Kelly is still the pitcher on the mound. So the Mets try to battle back here in the bottom of the eighth, trailing by a run. Swoboda up and Ed Charles on deck. Kelly's pitch is high for a ball. Swoboda struck out, slide to center, and fouled out to the catcher. Nothing for three today. One-0 delivery, and it's high and away. 2-0. Check swing, foul ball, and it goes 2-1 to Svoboda. We'll be broadcasting the Mayor's Trophy game from Yankee Stadium on Wednesday night. There will be no telecast of the Mayor's Trophy game. All the proceeds go for the benefit of Sandlot Baseball in the greater New York area. 2-1 delivery to Svoboda, and it's high and away. 3 balls and 1 strike. At Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, the Cincinnati Reds have scored a run off Dennis Ryban in the top of the ninth to tie that game at 1-1. So it goes down to the bottom of the ninth. Jim Maloney's working in relief of Gary Nolan. As we approach the All-Star break, managers figure they can pull those starters like Maloney in there and use them in relief, since they'll have the 3 days of the All-Star break in which to rest. Pitch. Popped up. At second base, Woody Woodward makes the call and the catch. Svoboda's out. Ed Charles is the batter. He's 1-for-3. He had a leadoff homer in the bottom of the fourth. Charles is hitting .276 since coming to the Mets from the Kansas City Athletics. Mets 3. Here's a swing and a miss for strike one. Bob Johnson is waiting on deck. Now the strike one pitch. High for a ball. It's 1-1. Kelly takes the sign, deals a pitch. Curveball, it catches an outside corner. It's 1-2. Charles back into the batter's box. Takes the sign from Bob Uecker, and the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, and as he strikes out Charles. First strikeout for Kelly. Two away for the Mets, batting in the eighth, and Bob Johnson coming up. He's 1-for-3. He's a right-hand batter. This has been a ball game in which the lead has changed hands several times. Willie Stargell has homered in the bottom of the ninth for the Pittsburgh Pirates to win the ball game by a score of 2-1 over the Cincinnati Reds, and to give Dennis Ryband his fifth win of the year. Ryband is 5-4 with home run number 12 for Willie Stargell. He hit it off Jim Maloney working in relief. Swinging a foul ball back to first out of play. Going to the bottom half of the eighth inning. At County Mac Stadium, and just now in the bottom half of the eighth inning, the Phils have picked up 2 runs, so it is now the Cardinals 2-3 and the Phils 3. They've tied it 3-3. Nelson Brown's working in relief of Larry Jester. Richie Allen hit his 11th homer of the season in the eighth with 1 on for the Phils. The pull even with the league-leading card. Here's a strike one pitch to Bob Johnson. It's on the ground to short. Big hop up to Dennis Minkie. Cross to Philippe Alou, and the side is out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. At the end of 8 full innings, the score is the Braves 4, the Mets 3. And now here's a word from Rheingold.
For 60 years, Malcolm Sharp has been taking New Yorkers for a ride.
You know why they need the road windy in Central Park? To keep us from racing the carriage. I remember one time I had Diamond Jim in my cab. Raced old Charlie Simmons all the way down to Gramercy Park. That was easy then. They want more than just a ride now. They want memories and romance. Got freedom elegant. You're going to be around for a while in New York. You got to get
pay them what they want. You've got to know what you're doing. And you've got to be good. Because in this town, either you have it or you don't. Same thing's true of beer. There are 302 different brands of beer trying to make it in New York. But the only one that's made it to the top is the rich, dry lager, Rheingold. Rheingold. In this town, either you have it or you don't.
The Atlanta Braves are coming up in the top of the ninth with Dennis Menke to lead off, facing Hal Runneth. Menke is 1-for-3. In Cleveland, in the ninth inning, Ken McMullen has hit a 3-run homer for the Senators, and Frank Howard has hit a solo homer. Howard's second homer out of the ballgame is 24th hit in the ninth inning. Pitch is low now to Menke. Frank Howard leads the major leagues in home runs with his 23rd and 24th this afternoon in the first game of a doubleheader in Cleveland. Senator still batting. Here's a swing and a ground ball to short. A big hop up to Harrelson and a cross now to Cranefield. One away. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is The Bright Sound in radio. WGY, a General Electric Broadcasting Company station at 810 on your dial in Schenectady, New York.
Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Shea Stadium in New York. Woody Woodward's up. Reynolds pitch in there for a called strike. Woodward is nothing for three in this game. The Braves 4 and the Mets 3. Braves batting in the top of the ninth. Ball is on its foul on the third baseline. Woodward trying to conceal his punt and beat it out for a base hit. Two-strike count. When the Mets resume National League play after the All-Star break, it will be at Crosley Field in Cincinnati on Thursday night with a twilight doubleheader. We'll be broadcasting both games of the twilight. Of course, all games of the New York Mets are broadcast. Then it takes the sign from Grody. Two-strike pitch to Woodward is a curveball. A little high and a little tight. Had him ducking out of the way. It's 1-2. Pitcher Dick Kelly is on deck. Runner's 1-2 offering. In there for a called strike three. Runner gets his first strikeout. Woodward caught looking, and that'll bring up Dick Kelly with two away. You'd like to look ahead to the bottom of the ninth. The Mets are scheduled to send up Jerry Grody, the pitcher, and Bud Harrelson. So manager Westrum can be expected to go to his bench where he has right-handers such as Ken Boyer, Leon Jones, Jerry Buchek available there. Kelly watches the pitch inside for a ball. He is 4-for-13. Although he's a left-hand pitcher, he's a right-hand batter. Low for a ball. Then a 2-0 offering to Kelly right in there for a call strike. He was taking. It's 2-1. Ground ball foul. Back of first base. Out of play. It's even now at 2-2. There's a swing and a miss as Kelly threw his bat at the ball and it traveled all the way out about shortstop. Two strikeouts for runners in the inning as he got the side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. In the middle of the ninth, the score is the Braves 4 and the Mets 3. Now, here's a word from Rheingold.
Look, you can't pull the wool over their eyes. You can't kid the public around here. You can't put one over on these guys. They'll cut you right out from your ear. In this town, either you have it or you don't.
102 beers trying to make it in New York. From all over. But only one beer has made it to the top. The rich, dry lager, Rheingold. In this town, either you have it or you don't.
In this town, either you have it or you don't. Either you're a pro or you won't get very far. Either you have it or you don't.
Rheingold.
In the first game of the doubleheader in Cleveland, the Washington Senators got five runs in the top of the ninth to lead the Cleveland Indians by a score of 8-5. And in Chicago, in the first game of the doubleheader, pitcher Jim Cotto of the Minnesota Twins has homered in the sixth with one on. Twins lead the Chicago White Sox 5-1 going to the bottom of the sixth. Right here, the Atlanta Braves lead the Mets by one run. Jerry Grody is coming up to lead off for the Mets. And Cleon Jones is swinging bats in the on-deck circle to bat for Hal Renner. Another fine relief performance this afternoon here by Hal Renner, who gave up only one hit in the last two innings, and that was a line shot in and out of the glove of Harrelson, the shortstop, by Joe Torre in the eighth inning. The Mets are battling back here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Left-hander Dick Kelly with a pitch to the right-hand batter, and it's in there for a called strike. Now a chant of "Let's go, Mets." Claude Ramon, a right-hander. Ramon Hernandez, a left-hander, working in the Braves bullpen here in the ninth. Strike one delivery, and it's high for a ball. One and one. Ken Johnson worked the first six innings of this ball game and was charged with three runs on seven hits. He struck out three and he walked one. Then Dick Kelly came on to pitch the seventh and eighth, and he's pitching the ninth here. Braves took the lead in the eighth, and Kelly is a pitcher of record. His record for the season is one win and seven losses. Now here's a 1-1 pitch to Grody. Swung on and missed. It's one and two. Kelly is taking the sign from Bob Uecker. And he takes a long time till Grody backs out of the batter's box. Now he's back in, and here's a 1-2 offering. Swung on and missing. Kelly gets his second strikeout. Cleon Jones will come up to bat now for Hal Renner. He is hitting 201 for the team. Three homers and 14 runs batted in. And Bud Harrelson is on deck. Harrelson is 4-4. And Harrelson has his season batting average up to 281. Kelly getting set to work now. The right-hand batter, Cleon Jones. Pitch is low for a ball. Final score of the Pirates, 2 and the Cincinnati Reds, 1. Dennis Rybon gets the win. It's fifth. Pittsburgh got only three hits off Nolan and Maloney. But one of them was at home by Stargell in the bottom of the ninth to win it. Here's a pitch in for a call strike to Cleon Jones. It's 1-1. Scored first here this afternoon in the first inning, but the Mets started in the third and went ahead in the fourth. Philippe Alou hit a homer in the fifth to send the Braves ahead, but the Mets started in the fifth. And Henry Aaron homered in the eighth to make it a 4-3 ball game, and that's the score right now. Atlanta on top. The Mets batting in the bottom of the ninth. Left-hander Dick Kelly with the pitch. Swung on and hit on the ground to the right of second. Backhanded by Woodward. He throws the first in time. Jones is grounded out. And now Harrelson is being called back, and Jerry Buchek's in a bat for him. Buchek will bat for Harrelson. Harrelson went 4-for-4 today, but with two men out and nobody on, manager Wes Westrum is gambling on getting a long ball from Buchek. So it is Buchek batting for Harrelson. Buchek has had 7 home runs this year and 18 runs batted in, hitting .227. Now, manager Billy Hitchcock is going out to the mound to have a word with his left-hand pitcher, Dick Kelly. Braves lead 4-3. Mets batting with two men out and nobody on in the bottom of the ninth. Now, Hitchcock turns and comes back to the dugout. In. Kelly steps up on the rubber to take the sign from catcher Bob Uecker. Tommy Reynolds is waiting on deck. Here's the pitch. And it's high for a ball. Kelly has given up only one base hit since he came on in the seventh inning. That was a ground single to left by Bud Harrelson in the seventh. Tommy Davis was intentionally walked in that inning. Here's a swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Since that intentional walk, Dick Kelly has retired 6 consecutive batters. In there for a call, strike two. So with two men out in the bottom half of the ninth inning, nobody on base, the Braves leading 4-3, the count to Buchek goes to 1-2. It's 2-2. Buchek reaches down, gets a handful of dirt now. Kelly taking the return throw, walks back behind the rubber. Pops the ball in the glove and takes off his cap and mops a little perspiration. Buchek is back in and waiting. Counts even at 2-2 with two men out. Now Kelly steps up onto the rubber to take the sign. Buchek swinging the bat as he waits. Now the 2-2 offering. Swung out and hit deep to right. And going back to the wall is Aaron, and it's going a home run. A home run for Jerry Buchek. The tie for score at 4-4. Buchek with his 8th home run of the season on a 2-2 pitch, and it's a brand new ball game at 4-4. Last one came on the 11th of June at Chicago off Chuck Hartenstein. And manager Wes Westrum got the long ball that he gambled for. Now Tommy Reynolds is up. Kelly sits. High for a ball. The Mets have tied it here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Among other things, statistically, Jack Fisher is off the hook. He left the game at pitcher of record on the short side. He is off the hook now as it's a 4-4 ball game in the bottom of the ninth. And now this crowd is really coming alive. They'd like to see the Mets keep it going. Two men out. It's Kelly with a 1-0 pitch to Reynolds, and it's low. Kelly goes behind 2-0. That was a 2-2 pitch hit by right-hand batter Jerry Buchek, and he hit it over the right field fence, right over the 371-foot sign in front of the scoreboard. Henry Aaron backpedaled to about the middle of the warning track, and then at the last moment watched it sail over the fence. Now, 2-0 pitch to Reynolds. Low, it's 3-0. Ron Taylor is up and throwing in the Mets bullpen. Al Renner, you'll recall, was removed for a pinch hitter. So right-hander Ron Taylor is up and throwing in the Mets bullpen. Double barrel action still in the Braves bullpen. Right-hander Claude Ramon. Left-hander Ramon Hernandez. This will be a 3-0 pitch to Reynolds. He was taking it. It's 3-1. Tommy Davis is on deck. Score tied 4-4 in the bottom of the ninth. Jerry Buchek with a pinch homer to keep the Mets hopes alive. This will be a 3-1 pitch to Reynolds. He watches low and he walks. Second walk issued by Kelly, and that's going to get Kelly out of the ball game. Claude Raymond's going to be brought in here to pitch to Tommy Davis. Manager Billy Hitchcock is on his way to the mound. He's already made the sign to the bullpen for the right-hander. Claude Raymond will be coming in here to make his 31st appearance. He worked night before last for two innings in which he allowed no runs and only one hit. Matter of fact, he hasn't allowed a run in his last 7 times out. The last time he allowed a run was on June 20th at Los Angeles when he worked 2/3 of an inning and gave up one run on two hits. That's the only run he's given up since he came from Houston to Atlanta for Wade Bassing game on the 16th of June. So he's going to come in here to pitch to Tommy Davis. He's just now getting into the electric cart down in the left field corner. Manager Billy Hitchcock is talking to Dick Kelly. It looks as though Kelly might get out with a victory, but Jerry Buchek took care of that with his pinch homer over the right field fence. Kelly cannot possibly be the winning pitcher as he goes out of here now. Statistically, the temporary beneficiary of the home run is Hal Runniff. If the Mets were to get a run and pull it out here in the bottom of the ninth, Runniff would then be winning pitcher. Two and two-thirds for Kelly. One run on two hits. Struck out two and walked two, one of them intentionally. Is over in Cleveland. The Washington Senators defeating the Cleveland Indians 8-5. Dick Lyons gets the win in relief. Bailey takes the loss in relief. Frank Howard hits two homers, his 23rd and 24th this season. He leads the majors in that department. Ken McMullen had a 3-run homer for Washington. Duke Sims and Max Alves also homer. In the seventh inning, the Yankees didn't score, and neither did Baltimore, and the resumption of that game suspended last night at the end of six. The pinch homer by Buchek was the first pinch homer by a Mets player this season. And it came at a very appropriate time for the Mets because they had gone about as far as they could go. Two men out, nobody on, down one run with a 2-2 count. So Kelly was one pitch away from victory if the pitch had been a strike. The Mets now have a base runner at first who represents winning run, Tommy Reynolds. Tommy Davis is coming up. He grounded out to first base in the first inning on a hit-and-run play that moved the runner up. He singled a drive in a run in the third. He fouled out to the catcher in the fifth, and he was intentionally walked in the seventh. Davis is batting 308 for the season. Last night he went 4-for-4 and got the 1,000th hit of his career. Now has 1,001. So Davis is at a right-hand pitcher, Claude Raymond, is working to him. This has 10 homers and 42 runs batted in. The Janet Lesko Mets. Two men out in the runner at first, bottom half of the ninth inning. Raymond is up and set. Pitch is swung on and fouled off. Right up the end of the bat, into the Mets dugout, and it rebounds out where it's fielded by Yogi Berra on the coaching lines at first. A strike one count to Tommy Davis. And Reynolds gets back safely. Ed Cranville is waiting on deck. Raymond sets up. Goes to first, and Reynolds dives back in safely on a close play. Felipe Lou thought he might have the out as he made the sweeping tag and then started across the infield. Chris Pellicut is the umpire making the safe sign. Reynolds diving back in to grab that bag with his bare hands. Score is tied 4-4. Now again, a throw over to first. Broadway Mullen trying to keep a short order on Tommy Reynolds. First in the score tied in the bottom of the ninth, there's always the possibility of the manager going to the hit and run. Here's a swing and a looper out in the right center field, and coming down is Aaron, and he can't get it, and Reynolds is going to third. There's the throw, and it is taken by Boyer, not in time. Reynolds is at third base, and Tommy Davis has a looping single to right, setting up runners at first and third for the Mets, and left-hand batter Ed Cranville is coming up. Tommy Davis might very well have broken the bat on that looper. Henry Aaron came full tilt. He couldn't get to it. Woody Woodward was going back. He couldn't get to it. Now Billy Hitchcock is coming out again. We'll want his left-hander, I imagine. Raymond Hernandez to pitch to Cranville. Raymond Hernandez is throwing feverishly down there on the bullpen. He is a left-hander. Now, Hitchcock arrives at the mound to talk to his right-hand pitcher, Claude Raymond. See what Raymond has to say about the situation and how he works to Cranville before making any decision. None has been made yet. I very well want to walk Cranville and pitch to Swoboda. That's the run that would be moved up to second wouldn't mean anything. As the run at third is the one that's the winning run with two men out. Swoboda's on deck. Swoboda today has gone 0-4. Rainfield today is 1-3 in a walk, and he's driven in a run, and it's going to be the intentional walk to Cranville. So that's the strategy arrived at. He will walk Cranville and pitch to Swoboda. Intentional pass is being issued that will load the bases with two men out and bring up Ron Swoboda. So Cranville gets rid of the bat, goes to first. That moves Tommy Davis up to second. Tommy Reynolds holds at third. The bases are loaded for Ron Swoboda. He goes back to the top step of the dugout. He's talking to manager Wes Westrum. Now comes back up. Swoboda batting with the bases loaded. The score is tied 4-4. The Mets trying to pull it out here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Right-hand pitcher Claude Raymond working the right-hand batter Ron Swoboda. Raymond works straight away, taking the sign from catcher Bob Uecker. Now he backs off the rubber and looks around. There are runners everywhere he looks, first, second, and third. Now he steps up on the rubber again to take the sign. That runner's leading, first, second, and third. Here's the pitch to Ron Swoboda. It's high for a ball. Ed Charles is waiting on deck. But one way or the other, it's up to Ron Swoboda right here. It's the winning run at third, and there's two men out. Reynolds at third, Davis at second, Cranebull at first. This is a 1-0 pitch. And there's a check swing that did not go through. It's a ball, 2-0. A half swing, and Jack Roberts said he didn't take it far enough. So now, Raymond has gone behind, 2-0. Loboda. Now it's a plate now. Measures his stance. Bob Raymond has good control normally. He's a control pitcher. And here is the 2-0 offering. Outside. He goes behind 3-0. Well, you can bet your button that Loboda will be taking this pitch. He's looking down at the sign man, Charlie Parker. Raymond has walked on the eighth man in 41 innings. The bases are loaded. Two men out. Short side 4-4. The count, 3 balls and no strikes to Ron Svoboda. Raymond taking a sign now from Euchre. Runners lead first, second, and third. The 3-0 pitch. In there for a call strike. It's 3-1. Svoboda reaches down to get a handful of dirt. Now, Saldy Parker is coming down to be sure that Svoboda knows what this sign is. Svoboda hadn't looked at him for a while, and Saldy was screaming down there to get his attention. The count is 3-1 to Svoboda. The bases are loaded. So it's up to the manager to decide whether to have him take this pitch or turn him loose to swing if he likes it. Todd Raymond throws the rubber. Takes the sign from Euchre. That base runner's leading at first, second, and third. Here's a 3-1 pitch. And he walks in. The ball game is over. Svoboda gets the run batted in as the winning run comes in. Reynolds starts at the plate. And this ball game is over. Reynolds was put on there by Dick Kelly, who becomes the losing pitcher. Ron Svoboda wipes the 3-1 pitch over and through the walk. He has credited it with a run out of end, and the Mets pull it out in the bottom of the ninth after Jerry Buschak had a pinch homer to keep the Mets hopes alive. So the Mets win it by a score of 5-4 to close out the homestand and take them up to the All-Star break. In the bottom half of the ninth inning, the New York Mets put 2 runs on 2 hits, and there were 2 men out when the winning run was scored. We'll be back in a moment with the final summary and totals. Right now, the final score is the Mets 5, the Braves 4. We'll be back with more about the Mets in 1 moment. And now here's a...
Mets fans, imagine if you can the glorious Mets in person at Shea Stadium. Try to visualize the excitement of big league baseball. The triumphant Mets face-to-face with the Los Angeles Dodgers. All yours, absolutely free. See Tommy Davis, Yogi Berra, Wes Westrum, and the whole team. Win a pair of tickets to the Mets game coming up Sunday, July 23rd. Just send a card to Glorious Mets, WGY's Connect. Times, dates, and places of Mets baseball on WGY.
For a WGY Mets schedule, write Mets schedule, WGY Schenectady. You'll be glad you did.
There was a time early last season when the New York Mets won their first game of the year from the Atlanta Braves when Billy O'Dell, pitching at that time for the Braves,
walked Ron Svoboda to force in the winning run. Well, it happened again here just a moment ago when Ron Svoboda drew a walk with the bases loaded to force in the winning run. Tommy Reynolds crossing the plate. Dick Kelly takes the loss. And Hal Runneth gets the win for the New York Mets. His third since coming over from the Yankees at three wins and a save. It was a lulu of a ball game, the final game of the homestand, and the one that takes the Mets up to the All-Star break, as the Atlanta Braves scored in the first inning off Jack Fisher. But then the Mets came back as they picked up one in the third inning and another in the fourth. But then Felipe Alou hit a two-run homer for the Braves to put them out in front in the fifth, but the Mets battled right back to get one to tie it up when Brett Harrelson got his third hit by dragging a bunt, stole second, and was knocked in by Ed Cranville. So it was a 3-3 ball game, and some long shots were being hit off Jack Fisher, who was not at his very best today. And Hank Aaron led off the eighth inning with a homer to put the Braves out in front 4-3, and Fisher went out of the ball game at that point, and Renneth was brought on. The ball game went through the bottom half of the ninth inning, 4-3 Braves, and two men were out when Jerry Buczak was brought up to bat for Harrelson, despite the fact that Harrelson was 4-for-4. Manager Weston figured he had to get a man up there who might hit the ball out. Well, Jerry Buczak did just that on a 2-2 pitch. He hit it out over the right field fence to tie the score. And then Tommy Reynolds drew a walk, and that was all for Kelly. As Claude Raymond was brought on, Tommy Davis got a base hit. Ed Cranville was purposely passed to load the bases, and then Ron Svoboda drew the walk that forced in the winning run, and of course Svoboda gets the run batted in. So the New York Mets have closed out this homestand against the top teams in the National League on the stand with a record of 8 wins and 6 losses. The win today by the Mets over the Braves is the 7th. It is the most wins the Mets have ever had over the Braves in any season. Previously, 6 was the top number for the Mets to win over the Braves in a year. So the final totals in this ballgame, for the Mets, 5 runs on 10 hits and no errors. For the Braves, 4 runs, 11 hits and no errors. Runneth is the winner. Kelly is the loser. The Mets pulled it out by scoring 2 in the bottom half of the ninth inning to win it 5-4. Rheingold has brought you National League Baseball with the New York Mets. Rheingold, New York's best-selling beer. In New York City, where there are 302 different beers, one has made it to the top. Rheingold. Either you have it or you don't, and Rheingold's got it.
Today's game is also brought to you by your...